can feel it everywhere. It's that great community motor spirit that's just for you.
Jim Jackson is spreading that great community motor spirit.
I have probably sold, well, I'm not sure how many I sold, but I've sent over an awful lot of people here. They give you a good deal here.
And Mulholland is spreading that community spirit, too.
Yeah, I'd have to say I was about the best bird dog they've had. That means that you steer people to community because you're well satisfied with them.
For a Pontiac, Honda, or GMC truck, catch that great community motor spirit at 5900 West 159th Street.
There's a spirit going round, so why don't you come on down? It's that great community motor spirit that's just for you. It's that great community motor spirit that's just for you.
Weather in Chicago tonight, mostly cloudy with a temperature that will be steady or slowly rising through the night. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 20s. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 30s. It's 20 degrees at Midway Airport now, 14 at the lakefront, 11 degrees at O'Hare Field. The humidity is 58% and the wind is south at 10 miles per hour.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
It was so nice of you to let me share a taxi to the airport.
Not at all.
Munich is so pretty.
How long have you been traveling in Germany?
22 days. They have this wonderful fare on Lufthansa. You save almost half the regular economy fare, but you have to make your reservations 45 days in advance, and you have to stay between 22 and 45 days.
Yes, I know.
It's called the Ajax fare.
The Apex.
Oh, are you traveling on it, too?
No, dear lady. I am the Red Baron of Lufthansa German Airlines.
Oh, isn't that nice? I once knew a woman in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm from, Pittsburgh, who thought she was Marie Antoinette, but she got over it. Are you on any medication?
No, no. I really am the Red Baron of Lufthansa German Airlines.
Oh, she thought she was really Marie Antoinette, too. As a matter of fact, she convinced the woman next door that she was Cardinal Richelieu, and I understand they're starting their own country.
Fly with the Baron. He knows how to travel.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. No one comes into the world by choice. No one has a voice in this momentous decision. No one asks to be born. Pushed by the mother, pulled by the doctor, a brand new being is introduced to his life. There is a highly respected theory that all later anxieties reproduce the trauma of this first bloody battle. The one called birth, the one from which no one emerges without wounds. This has a logical sound to it, and for all I know, it's true.
I am youth. I am beauty. I am a creative person. I am light and love and everything harmonious. I am in tune with the universe. I am everything that is good. I am that truly remarkable human being, myself. A precious thing to be, separate and unique. I am a goddess.
Our mystery drama, I Pronounce You Dead, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Morgan Fairchild. It is sponsored in part by X-Lax and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It is a magic moment. You are at your Buick dealer's, about to drive home in your brand new Buick LeSabre. It's lean and trim, classic lines. It looks quite unlike any full-size Buick you can remember. You get in. A heady new car smell surrounds you. feels the way it looks, tight. You turn the wheel a little. No wasted motion in this car. Big brushed metallic gauges look back at you. That V6 engine is doing great. You rub your hand on the seat. Six people could be really comfortable in here. You swing into your driveway. Your wife, the kids, the dog, everyone but the parakeet descends in the car and gets in. Off you go to nowhere in particular. Life and your new Lesabre are great. Maybe the dog shouldn't sit on the seats.
Now, True Value Hardware Stores can help give you a feeling of power even when you're far away from an electrical outlet. They offer a complete selection of durable extension cords from Pacific Electric Corp. For example, there's an 8-foot appliance extension cord that's especially useful in the kitchen for just $1.67. A 12-foot flat line, 16-gauge safety yellow vinyl cord, with a 2-prong outlet for just $1.27. And a 2.5-foot shorty cord for only 77 cents. True Value Hardware Stores also offer a selection of Pacific Electric Cord extension cords for your heavy-duty and outdoor power needs. All designed for safety and durability. Get a feeling of power, even when you're working far away from an electrical outlet, with Pacific Electric Cord extension cords from participating True Value Hardware Stores.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's a way of doing business that means True Value.
It's a Midwestern town, neither very large nor very small. Its citizens, for the most part, are neither very rich nor very poor. They would call themselves comfortable, and so they are. So are their homes, and it's in one of these homes that we begin our story.
My name is Helen Todd. I live in this big old white house with my mother and my father and my brother, Kevin. I'm finishing up my last year in high school. Right now I'm dating Billy Masters, who is tall and good-looking, captain of the football team. I was nominated to be president of my class. Even though I didn't win, it's obvious that I'm popular and well-liked. But is all this important, really? I mean, I don't take any of it seriously, because the minute I graduate, I am going to cut out of here and become an actress. And my whole life will change. Nobody knows I'm going to do this. Not my father or my mother or Kevin or even Billy. No one. But I know it. And I know it will be wonderful.
That's your father. I heard his key in the lock. Put the roast on the table.
Why can't Kevin do something?
Oh, he's out back fixing his motorcycle.
He never does anything.
Now, that'll be just about enough out of you, young lady.
Dinner's on the table, Daddy, practically.
Well, how's my girl?
Okay.
Kevin, come inside, dinner.
Roast beef, huh?
And corn on the cob.
Coming through. Hello, dear. Have a good day.
So-so. Where's Kevin?
Oh, working on his precious motorcycle.
Sometimes I'm sorry we bought him that thing.
Oh, there you are, Kevin.
Dinner ready?
Sit down. Oh, before you sit down, get the phone, will you?
It's not for me.
Now, how do you know?
Kevin, get it anyway.
Okay.
You never want to do anything.
No.
He gets everything he wants, and he never has to do anything.
Well, he's a boy. Kevin, hurry up before everything gets cold. Start carving, dear. And Helen, pass the corn.
I told you it wasn't for me.
Well, who's it for?
You, Your Highness.
Oh. Excuse me, I'd better answer it.
It's old creepy Billy Masters.
Billy?
Helen?
Who do you think?
This is Billy.
I know.
Helen, I called you because, you know the big band Saturday night?
What about it?
Well,
we are going, aren't we?
That's why I called you. Turns out I can't.
Can't what?
Can't take you.
Why not?
I haven't been feeling so good, and my mother says...
Well, what's the matter with you?
Well, nobody knows yet. The doctor isn't sure.
Billy, I bought a new dress. What am I supposed to do?
We can get somebody else to take you.
Well, everybody's got a date by now.
Helen, I'm awfully sorry.
Never mind. Just never mind. Oh. Helen? You're coming back to eat?
Everything's getting cold.
Tell Billy you'll call him back, dear.
Please.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Smith?
Yes?
This is Helen Todd. I have to see you. It's terribly important.
Right now?
Well, after dinner, if that's all right with you.
In about an hour?
Yes, that would be fine.
I'll see you then. The door will be open. Walk right in.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Helen?
Yes, I have to go out right after dinner.
Where to?
None of your business.
Helen, don't be rude. Where are you going?
I have to see a friend.
Oh, somebody we know?
Well, no, I don't think so. It's somebody I just met myself a short while ago. Would you pass the corn, please? Mr. Smith?
In here, Helen. Come on in. How are you?
All right, I guess.
You're disturbed about something, I can see that.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, tell me about it. That's what I'm here for.
I know, you told me.
Sit down. My attention is all yours.
Well, Mr. Smith,
why don't you call me Caesar?
Caesar?
It's my name. You're my friend, and all my friends call me Caesar.
I haven't known you for very long.
Do you really believe that?
I just met you last week.
Don't you feel that we have known each other forever? Since the beginning of time, or before that?
In a way, I guess I do.
You remember when we met? Physically met, I mean.
Well, yes, that's why
I told you about the group mind feeling. Do you have that feeling?
I think I'm beginning to. That's why I called you.
And in the group mind, we are all one.
Yes. Yes, I believe that.
Therefore, it must follow that you and I have known each other forever, must it not?
I guess so.
You must not guess. You must know. You must feel. You must believe. Otherwise...
I do. I know. I feel. I believe. I do.
I speak of the higher mind, of course. Not the minuscule part of the mind which deals with multiplication tables and the dates of treaties and wars and such trivia.
I know. I know. Really, I do.
And this higher mind has a center, a core of magnetic power.
I know.
Which can be animated into creative action.
Yes, I know it. And when I'm an actress...
This center of dynamic power can be charged precisely as a battery can be charged with cosmic magnetism.
Oh, yes.
A magnetic field which can attract into your orbit the money you want, the love you desire, the friendships you seek, the work you aspire to, and all the mental, material, and spiritual treasures you yearn for.
Oh, I believe that. I do. I do believe it.
Are you sure? Are you sure you truly believe it?
Yes. Yes, I do believe it.
To the depths of your soul?
Yes.
Then why are you here?
Because I can't believe it all the time. Things happen.
What happens?
People do things. They hurt my feelings.
What people?
Oh, my mother, my brother, even my father, and now Billy.
Billy?
Billy Masters. We've been going steady, and tonight he called me and told me he couldn't take me to the dance Saturday night because he's sick or something, which I can't believe for one minute because I saw him at school today and he looked fine, and it's too late now for anybody else to ask me, and I have a new dress that I bought especially, and... Well, anyway, when he told me, that's when I called you.
Because your great faith, your great belief wasn't so strong anymore. It was wavering. It needed reinforcement.
Yes. Yes, is that possible?
It can be done.
Can you? Will you do it?
I can. I will.
Oh, please. Please, it was such a beautiful feeling when I believed. I loved everyone. I was in love with everyone. I even loved myself. I loved the world.
Look deep into my eyes.
Are you going to hypnotize me?
I'm going to make you believe. Call it telepathic hypnosis if you like. Now, look into my eyes.
I'm looking.
Give me all your attention. Listen to what I am saying. And repeat my words.
Yes, I will.
I am Helen Todd.
I am Helen Todd.
I am youth. I am beauty. I am a creative person.
I am youth. I am beauty. I am a creative person.
I am light and love and everything harmonious. I am in tune with the universe.
I am light and love and everything harmonious. I am in tune with the universe.
I am everything that is good.
I am everything that is good.
I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, a precious thing to be, separate and unique.
I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, a precious thing to be.
Separate and unique.
Separate and unique.
I am a goddess.
I am a goddess.
How do you feel, Helen?
It's come back.
What's come back?
That feeling.
Tell me about it.
I feel as though I could reach out and touch the air.
Is it a good feeling?
Oh, yes.
Would you call it... What would you call it?
Happiness and... No, it's more. It's joy, rapture, ecstasy. Will it stay with me? For always, this feeling?
It may have to be renewed from time to time. Nothing lasts forever.
Will you renew it for me?
Of course.
What if you're not here? What if I can't come to see you?
It's not absolutely necessary. I could produce the same state of consciousness if I were 1,000 miles away. I could produce it over the telephone.
You mean that, really? You could do it over the telephone?
Call it traveling clairvoyance. Call it astral projection. Call it what you will. So long as it produces the altered state of consciousness.
That's all this is? What I feel? Just an altered state of consciousness?
Like falling asleep. Another altered state.
Oh, it's much more than that. It's much better. I feel so strong. Oh, Mr. Smith, I can't thank you enough.
No thanks are due and none expected.
But I've been a nuisance. I've taken up so much of your time.
Wait. You're not leaving.
Oh, well, I think I should.
What about young... What's his name? Young Masters.
Billy?
Yes. What about him?
I don't know.
Do you propose to leave him in peace?
I don't know what to do exactly. There's nothing I can do.
Nothing?
Nothing I can think of.
But he has disturbed the peace and quiet of your existence, has he not?
Well, he did, but I feel all right now. I feel wonderful.
Until he disturbs your tranquility again.
Well, I...
Do you think he should be allowed to do this?
I don't know.
You do. You do.
Well, there's nothing I...
There's something. A curse? A blast?
You mean... Like a hex? I mean, I've heard of...
Call it what you will, but I assure you, Helen, a hex or a curse or a blast can only be brought down upon a person who deserves it. It cannot be used promiscuously. Those who make trouble for others deserve what they get.
I'm trying.
Have you ever heard of the Fellowship of Ancient Mind? It is 6,000 years old. And the arch-druid Tyron?
That you, Helen?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, it's kind of late, isn't it?
Oh, it's only 10 o'clock.
Well, have a good time with your friend?
Yes, Daddy.
That's good. Going to bed now?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, sleep well.
You too. Oh, great Archdruid. Great Tyron. Hear me. I want to invoke a curse against one Billy Masters, who richly merits punishment and who knows in his heart he merits it, and in the dark recesses of his mind is waiting for it and longing for it. Oh, great Tyron. I spoke to the great Archdruid Tyron for nearly an hour. By then it was very late, and I got undressed and went to bed.
I myself believe there are those who invite punishment. Among them are those who seek suicide in drugs, or the rash, incontinent behavior that drugs induce. Then there are others who do not resort to drugs to bring about their own destruction, but slowly, quietly, with a plodding sort of determination, subject themselves to humiliation and defeat. I shall continue with Act Two in a few moments.
How does your laxative work? Many brand name laxatives contain ingredients that expand in your stomach. That's how they work. We know a medicine that works differently. It's in the X-Lax pill. Overnight, the X-Lax pill gently stimulates your system's own regular rhythm, stimulates your system for relief in the morning. No surprises, just relief in the morning. That's the X-Lax pill. Try it tonight with confidence. For occasional use only as directed, X-Lax pills.
This is Arnold Palmer. Prevention of birth defects is the goal of the March of Dimes, and it's my goal too. I work actively for the March of Dimes because I believe that every child should have good health at birth. If I can help spare just one baby the tragedy that some birth defects may bring to him, then my work will be worthwhile. Please, put your money to work for the protection of our future generations, the unborn, the newborn, and give to the March of Dimes.
Is your bank open when you're busy and closed when you're not? Well, Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. So Northwest Federal's open 63 hours a week. If you work evenings, you can come to Northwest Federal 6 full days. Working days? Northwest Federal's open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings. And if the only time you can get to Northwest Federal is 8 o'clock in the morning, well, that's okay too. Because Northwest Federal has early bird service every morning. From 8 o'clock, you'll find 5 convenient Northwest Federal savings centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. So come into Northwest Federal Savings on your way to, from, or between work, shopping, or home. Anytime. Because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
Little heroine Helen Todd, 18-year-old high school student and aspiring actress, has been wounded sorely by her boyfriend Billy Masters. Seeking relief from her hurt, she has gone to see an older man, Caesar Smith, who has produced in her an altered state of consciousness, whose chief trait is a feeling of great power. Close upon this, he has tutored her in the ways of the Fellowship of Ancient Mind and the great Archdruid Tyron.
Oh, great Tyron, hear me. Oh, holy and revered Archdruid, I invoke a blast against Billy Masters, who richly deserves punishment, who knows he deserves it. who in the dark recesses of his mind is waiting for it and longing for it. I spoke to the great Archdruid Tyron for nearly an hour. By then it was very late and I got undressed and went to bed. But I couldn't go to sleep. I stared up into the dark. I was sure now that I would be a famous actress. I repeated the words Caesar Smith had taught me. I am youth. I am beauty. I am a creative person. I am light and love and everything harmonious. I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, separate and unique. I am a goddess. I remembered the first time I'd been on a stage. It was a morality play in the sixth grade. I played the part of Cheerfulness, who introduces the little girl to all her feelings, good and bad, and explains them to her. Everybody clapped hard when the play was over, and then somebody shoved me on the stage to take a bow by myself. I was so surprised. I was so embarrassed. I was so exalted, all at the same time. But afterwards, at home...
Boy, did you look stupid.
Stupid?
That dumb grin on your face. I laugh fit to bust.
Kevin, leave your sister alone.
Mother didn't really stick up for me. She never did. Just because Kevin was older and a boy. My mother didn't like girls, I don't think. I mean, anyway, she never really liked me. Not really. Like when she made me that blue taffeta dress.
Stand still, Helen.
What's this?
Oh, it's some plaid I had left over. I thought we'd make a sack.
I hate it. I hate the whole thing. It doesn't fit. It makes me look dumpy.
Helen, I've worked a week on this
dress. Well, I hate it.
Is that the thanks I get? Work and slave and go without. And that's my thanks? You're selfish, Helen, and you're thoughtless.
I never liked that dress. I never liked any of the dresses she made me, but I never told her so again. And when I got to high school, she let me buy my own.
Well, I don't see why, Mother. I think the dresses you make are pretty.
It's just not worth it. She doesn't like anything. And I have to put up with her complaining.
Store clothes.
And with my heart the way it is, I just can't do it anymore.
Oh, well. All right, then.
It wasn't for my sake. It was for hers that I got to buy my own clothes. I thought about the pretty beige lace with the black velvet butterflies that was hanging in the closet. I'd saved and saved out of my allowance to buy that yesterday, Saturday night. Now Billy Masters had spoiled everything.
I can't take you, Helen. I haven't been feeling so good. My mother says, well, the doctor isn't sure, but...
I felt as though I'd never get to sleep, never. So I got out of bed and went into the bathroom and opened the medicine chest. There were a whole bunch of pills. Kevin's antihistamines, mother's digitoxin for her heart, and... Yes, these must be Daddy's. Some sleeping pills. I took one. Then I took another, just to be sure. And I went back to my bedroom and looked out the window. I could see Kevin's motorcycle in the backyard. The moon was shining on the handlebars. How he loved that motorcycle. So proud of it, sitting on his damn cycle. He thought he was some kind of king or something. I went and laid down on the bed and stared at the dark. I'd never even had a bicycle. I mean, Daddy had promised me one, but Mother talked him out of it. She can talk him out of anything. He shouldn't give in to her the way he does. I mean, he should have known how much I wanted a bicycle and not let her talk him out of it. He gives in to her about everything because she has a bad heart. Her heart isn't that bad that he has to give in to her about everything, but he does. Like the bicycle, I don't think he loves me at all. Not the way he loves her. I didn't know how I got there, but there I was, in the kitchen, Standing there, opening the drawer where the knives are kept, I picked the sharpest knife I could find and went outside. There was Kevin's motorcycle, gleaming and perfect. It looked like a throne, and I hated it. I hated it, and I took the knife. The seat of the motorcycle was blue and white leather, all shiny and new and perfect. And I slashed at it with the knife. I slashed it then from the front and to the back and then sideways, and the stuffing came out, and I was slashing.
What do you think you're doing? Are you nuts? You are. You're nuts.
No.
Give me the knife.
No, I won't. Stay away from me.
Helen.
I was back in the kitchen, and I've never felt so sure of myself. The knife was in my hand, and all of a sudden, there was my mother. She just walked in and was standing there. She looked very calm and cool, as though nothing had happened.
Helen?
Mother?
What are you doing with that knife, Helen? That's my best carving knife. What are you doing with it?
I cut up Kevin's motorcycle.
You what? What did you say about the knife?
I cut up Kevin with it.
There's Kevin now.
Do you know what this rotten kid has done, Mother?
You deserved it. You asked for it.
My motorcycle!
Shut up!
Now, Helen!
Just shut up and leave me alone. I didn't know I could do it, but I did. I didn't know I was so strong. I brought the knife down on Kevin. He put his hands up to stop me, but it didn't do any good. I didn't even feel him. I just kept stabbing at him and stabbing and stabbing. And I heard my mother behind me screaming wildly. She was screaming, and then Kevin fell down.
Helen! You killed him. Your brother, Helen. You killed your brother.
My mother was walking toward me, and then she stopped, and her face got white. And she grabbed at her chest, and she swayed back and forth, and she reached for the table, but she couldn't reach it, and she fell down. I looked at Kevin with all the blood coming out of him, and I looked at my mother, all pale and still. I didn't feel powerful anymore. All my strength had gone out of me. After a little while, I knew what I had to do. I had to call Caesar Smith and have him fix everything back to what it had been before. I am Helen Todd. I am youth. I am beauty. I am light and love and everything that's harmonious. I am everything that is good. I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, a precious thing, a separate and unique. And I am a goddess. A goddess. Mr. Smith, it's me, it's Helen Todd. You know, you remember what you said before, that I didn't have to come see you, that you could do it over the telephone? Alter my state of consciousness, do you remember? Well, I need it now because I'm losing it. I'm going back. I'm getting confused, and I don't know what to do because I've killed my brother, and my mother is dead, too. She had a heart attack when she saw what I'd done. You see, she loved my brother, and when I stabbed him, she had a heart attack. And they're both lying on the floor here. And I have to bring them back to life. I have to stop Kevin's bleeding. I have to get my mother's heart pills. They're upstairs. Only I can't move. All my strength has gone out of me. I tried saying those words you taught me, but it's not enough. It's just not enough. And I think if you could put me back where I was before, I could save them, because I do love them. You see, I really do love them. And I want them to be alive, and I'm sure I could do it if only you'd... Wait. Wait a minute. I hear something. Wait. Mr. Smith, it's my father's key in the lock. I have to hang up now because he'll come out in the kitchen. He always does, and he's going to see what I've done. I'm hanging up now. Daddy? Daddy, that you?
It's me. I'm home. Where are you? In the kitchen?
Don't come out here.
Why not?
Because I'm fixing you something. Something special.
Oh? What's that?
Something. A special drink.
Oh?
You stay right there, and I'll bring it to you.
Hurry up.
My mind was working like lightning. Like terrible, swift lightning. I filled the kettle. I got out the tea. And the brandy. And then I took the sleeping pills out of my pocket. Very carefully, I broke them open. One by one. All of them. And I put the contents into a cup.
Helen?
Yes, Daddy?
Where's your mother?
I don't know, Daddy.
Where's Kevin?
I don't know.
Nobody home?
Nobody. Except me. And and you. Me and you, Daddy. The water was boiling by now, and I poured some into the cup and added the brandy. Almost ready!
Good!
I stirred it and stirred it. I even took a little taste of it just to be sure. The tea was strong, and with the brandy, you'd never know there were 22 sleeping pills in the cup. I put the cup and its saucer on a little tray, and I took it into the living room.
Well, well, well. What have we here?
Tea.
Oh, tea.
Tea with brandy.
Just the thing for a cold day.
Aren't you going to drink it?
Where's yours?
Oh, I didn't want any.
Well, I don't want to drink alone.
Oh, well, you go ahead. I really don't want any.
Have mine.
No, no, no.
Go ahead.
No, I really don't want it.
Sure you do.
Daddy, I don't. It's for you.
I'll go out in the kitchen and make myself a cup. You take this one.
No, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Why not? Why not, Helen? Here, take the tea. You deserve it, honey.
No.
Go on, take it. You want it.
I don't want it.
You do. Sure you
do. No.
But I want you to have it, Helen.
No.
I want you to have it.
No.
Come on, now drink it. That's my good girl. Drink it down. Drink it.
I've never tried it, but murder can't be easy. Of course, the thesis of this drama is that there are some people who invite all sorts of disasters upon themselves, even death by violence. The unproved thesis is that these people, the world's masochists, bring these things upon themselves. But do they really consent to being slaughtered? What happens when they decide not to be murdered and turn upon the murderer? I shall come back shortly to you with Act 3.
In a distant land lives a little girl named Mary Lou. The world she knew was a place of parents without dignity, children without dreams, a place where starvation, disease, and despair were the fabric of life. Now, thanks to foster parents' plan, Mary Lou goes to school and wears clean clothes. She also enjoys decent food and medical care, benefits shared by her whole family. Mary Lou is lucky. She has a future. But right now, thousands of children not so different from Mary Lou are dying from simple poverty. What about you? Will you provide that life and death difference for a desperately needy child and family? If so, you may change the way you feel about the world and about yourself. You can become a foster parent for just $19 a month. Write for information to Foster Parents Plan, Box 402A, that's Box 402A, Warwick, Rhode Island, 02887.
This is WBBM Chicago.
Everything we do, everything we say, we do and say to help you, cause we're out to find a way at Continental Bank.
Humiliated by being rejected by her boyfriend, Billy Masters, our young heroine, Helen Todd, has invoked a curse upon him. She then attacked her brother, Kevin, with a knife. Her mother, entering upon the bloody scene, succumbs to a heart attack.
Close upon this, Helen's father comes home. But before she can be found out, Helen prepares a cup of tea for him, into which she puts the contents of 22 sleeping pills. This she offers to her unsuspecting parent. Or does he suspect?
Take the tea, Helen.
No.
You want it. Take it.
No, I don't want it.
Sure you do.
No.
I want you
no.
to have it, Helen. Come now. Drink it. That's
no.
my good girl. Put it down. Helen, baby, wake up, honey. It's Daddy.
You can't make me.
Wake up, honey. It's
no.
Daddy.
Daddy, I don't want it. Don't give it to me. I won't. Oh, Daddy.
Oh, you had a dream, sweetheart.
No, it happened.
No, nothing happened except you had a very bad dream.
No, it happened. It did. Well, I did it.
You did?
I did.
You did what?
It was Kevin's bicycle. His motorcycle. I took a knife. That's how it all started.
What started?
I cut up his motorcycle. I slashed the seat of Kevin's motorcycle, but he caught me.
Now, Kevin's motorcycle is just fine.
No, he caught me, and I ran into the house, and he came after me, and then I slashed him. I slashed him, and he fell down. He was all bloody, and then Mother came in, and she saw him on the floor, and she saw him, and she screamed, and she came towards me, and I was going to do something to her, but she had a heart attack. She fell down, too, and then you came home.
I've been here all the time, honey.
I didn't want you to see them dead on the floor in the kitchen, so I made you some tea, and I put all the sleeping pills in the tea and some brandy. And I took it to you, but you wouldn't drink it. You tried to make me drink it, and I didn't want to, but I started to... I was going to drink it, but something happened.
You screamed, baby. You woke yourself up. You see, you woke yourself up out of a bad dream.
No, it wasn't a dream. It was real. It happened.
Now, Helen.
It did. I know it happened. Oh, Daddy. After I killed Kevin and Mother, I telephoned Caesar Smith. I felt so awful. I wanted to save him.
Now.
See, I thought that if I could stop the bleeding, I'd get Mother's digitoxin pills, the pink ones. That way I could save them. I didn't feel strong enough, so I called Caesar Smith. Only then you came home.
Honey, you couldn't kill anybody.
But I did. I did.
And you couldn't bring anybody back to life either. Look, baby, Mother's downstairs right now getting breakfast, and Kevin's there, too. And I'm here. So you see, you didn't kill anybody. You just had a bad dream.
No, it was real. I did it.
Now, you get out of bed right now and put on your robe and come downstairs and we'll all have a nice big breakfast. Okay?
He went out of the room and I got out of bed and I put on a robe just to please him because I knew Kevin and Mother were lying dead in the kitchen. But I went downstairs anyway.
Come and sit down, Helen. Pancakes. Get them while they're hot.
Somebody pass the maple syrup, please.
You feeling better, dear? Here's the syrup, Kevin.
It must have been some dream.
Well, I've had dreams like that. Scared me half to death.
Mm. You want to talk about it, dear? Sometimes that helps.
Well, I don't think she wants to talk about it right now.
Oh, maybe later. Eat your pancakes, Helen, and drink a nice glass of cold milk. Kevin, pour Helen a nice glass of cold milk.
Here, have some milk.
Drink the milk, honey. Do you good.
It was so silly. Because I knew they were dead. They just sat there talking all this dumb talk when I knew they couldn't talk because I had killed them and they were dead. I hadn't been able to save them because Daddy walked in at just the wrong moment and I'd tried to kill him to keep him from knowing and then he'd tried to kill me and... Of course, I couldn't have that. But now, here they were just jabbering away as though nothing had happened.
Oh, Helen, guess who called up this morning just before you came downstairs, dear?
Who?
Mrs. Masters.
Masters?
Yes, Billy Masters' mother.
Creepy old Billy Masters.
Now, none of that, Kevin.
What did she want?
Well, she wanted to tell me and wanted me to tell you that Billy's quite sick, dear.
What's that? Billy's sick?
Yeah, it happened quite suddenly. It seems he had a cold. Of course, they didn't pay much attention to that. Billy's always getting colds. But it hung on and hung on. And then yesterday, the doctor said it might be influenza. He wasn't sure. Then last night, in the middle of the night, he got much worse. And they called the doctor, and he said it was pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
Well, they have penicillin now.
Yes, but there's a certain kind of pneumonia that doesn't respond to penicillin or any other kind of drug. And they're afraid that's the kind that Billy's got.
Well, I sure hope not.
Where are you going, Helen?
Upstairs. But what about your pancakes?
I'll leave her alone. Let her do what she wants.
Oh, dear, she didn't even drink her milk.
I got dressed in a hurry. I knew I had to do something and do it quick. It was bad enough that I'd killed my mother and my brother and almost killed my father, but now Billy Masters was going to die, too. They'd catch me. They'd put me in jail for 1,000,000 years.
Where are you going, Helen?
Out.
Have you picked up your room?
They simply didn't understand. None of them did. I was a black murderer, and they didn't even know it. Nobody knew it but me. And just possibly, Caesar Smith.
Come in. I've been waiting for you.
I thought you'd be waiting.
Sit down, my dear.
Thank you.
Now, how did it go?
You mean about...
The hex, the curse, the blast. Has it taken effect?
Oh, yes.
Let's see. The young man's name was Billy, wasn't it?
Billy Masters.
Oh, yes. And?
And he's very sick.
Oh? Well, he brought it on himself, you know. You do know that, don't you? When he upset you, he brought it on himself.
But he may die.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought you had so much power.
I killed my brother.
Oh, surely not.
And my mother, and I tried to kill my father. Don't you remember? I told you all of this on the telephone.
You did? When?
Last night.
Just when last night?
I don't know. I got home around 10 o'clock, and I put the hex on Billy, and then after that, I ruined Kevin's bicycle, and then I killed him and my mother.
Now, my dear...
I called you because I was sorry I'd done it. I talked to you.
What did I say?
I don't know exactly. I don't remember because my father came in and I tried to kill him, but he wouldn't. I couldn't.
Which? He wouldn't or you couldn't?
I forget how it was.
Your occult powers are not sufficiently developed, my dear.
But that's why I'm here. I want you to, you know, like you did before, produce the altered state of consciousness. I don't want Billy Masters to die. It's too late to do anything about the others, but I don't want Billy Masters to die. We went through the ritual again. I felt the power coming back. And when I left his house, the words were still ringing in my ears. I am youth. I am beauty. I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, a precious thing to be, separate and unique. I am a goddess. By that time, I was at Billy Masters' house, and his mother let me in to see him.
Helen, I'm really sorry about the dance Saturday night.
Oh, Billy, don't even think about that.
No, but I'm really sorry.
You're going to be all right now. I know it. I've got to go home now because your mother said I shouldn't stay more than a minute, but I want you to know, Billy, you're going to get well. I still had my power. I could still feel it in my veins. I was that remarkable human being, myself, a precious thing to be, separate and unique, a goddess. Yes, absolutely. As soon as I got home, I went up to my room. O great Tyrion, O great Archdruid, take back the curse I placed on Billy Masters. Let him be well. Let him recover. Let him not die. Let him take me to the dance.
Helen?
Let him...
Well, I have some news for you, Helen. Mrs. Masters just phoned. Billy's much better. His temperature's gone down. It's not normal yet, but... Oh, my goodness. Why don't you ever pick up your room? It looks a sight.
I'll do it later.
Mrs. Masters said she thinks your coming to see Billy did him a lot of good. Oh, gracious, what a mess. Oh, both you children, you're so untidy.
Look, I said I'll do it.
Well, at least I'll hang up your dressing gown. What's the good of buying you pretty things if you just throw them on the floor? I've told you time and again, hang them up the minute you take them. What's this?
What? What's what?
In the pocket. It's a bottle of sleeping pills. What are they doing in your pocket? You don't take sleeping pills.
I took one last night.
Oh, now, I don't like your taking sleeping pills. Helen, you didn't just take one. Why, this bottle is empty.
Is it?
I'm certainly going to speak to your father about this. I thought he only took a sleeping pill now and then, but if he's been taking them every night, well, I'll soon put a stop to that. Now, please, finish picking up your room and then come downstairs and help me decide what to have for dinner. I get so tired of deciding what to have night after night.
It was weird, listening to her carry on like that about all those trivial things. She didn't know I had the power of life and death over all of them. Even Billy Masters. I thought maybe if he's well enough by Saturday, I'll go to the dance with him and wear my new beige dress with the black velvet butterflies. Then I'll start making plans for my career. I'll go to New York and I'll become an actress. After all, I am that truly remarkable human being. Myself. Separate and unique. I am a goddess.
It's a marvelous thing to feel that you are young and beautiful and a truly remarkable human being, able to command the world. At least I guess it is. Later on, it's apt to be painful to discover that your power is not quite so great as you'd once felt it to be. That you cannot pronounce people dead. That they, too, have strengths of their own. That they persist in living even after you have killed them. And when they do, in truth, die in their own way and time, you do not have the power to bring them back to life. A painful discovery, but still a necessary one, if you live long enough to make it. I'll be back shortly.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. You know, I've been working with young people for a long time. For 30 years, CARE has been working with them too, but in a different way. You know, today more than half the people on Earth suffer life-destroying poverty. Millions of children go to sleep hungry. In Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East, families lack food, drinkable water, medical aid, even shelter. These people desperately need help, and CARE can provide that help. With your contributions to CARE, backed by needy people's willingness to work, here's what happens. Families are fed as men build roads, safer water systems, small clinics, feeding centers, and schools. Women work in the fields growing food. Through CARE, children at least have a chance to live and grow. There are millions of people all over the world who still need the means to help themselves. This is Dick Clark, asking you to help.
Send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York, 10016.
There is one small part of Helen's incantation that I find to be of value. And that is where she says, I am that truly remarkable human being, myself, separate and unique. For I believe that each of us is a remarkable human being, A particular set of genes that is duplicated nowhere else. Each of us is absolutely unique. And each of us is separate from every other set of genes, every other remarkable human being. The travail of life is learning how to overcome that separateness and at the same time to respect it, which is why life is hard. Our cast included Morgan Fairchild, Mary Jane Higby, Bob Caliban, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Yes.
I have a coin here, and I want you to look at it.
Yes.
Well?
Interesting.
Yes, I thought so.
This is a Washington 25-cent piece. They were first struck in 1932, the bicentennial of Washington's birth. The obverse is the face of George Washington.
Yes, I know, I know.
The reverse is the spread eagle.
Yes, sir, but...
Originally, and until 1963, they were made of silver.
Well, what I want to know...
Now, however, they consist of a copper-silver alloy.
Is it counterfeit?
Oh, no, no, never. This is from the Denver Mint, I can tell.
Yes, sir, but the date...
What about the date?
Well, read it.
I read it.
That's all you can say?
What do you want me to say? This coin was minted in 1986.
How can you say it was minted in 1986?
Yes, interesting point. Should I say it will be minted in 1986?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and X-Lax. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... Pleasant
muffler job, but before we look over to Bill, I sort of want to explain. You see, when we got under your car, we ran into some...
What, problem?
Jimmy, tell Mr. Mitchell how bad that muffler was.
Very bad.
It's not going to run more than you said.
And the tailpipe, huh?
Very bad.
But the price you gave me over the phone...
Oh, that was before we got a look at that connector pipe, right, Jimmy?
Very bad.
And the bill?
Very, very bad. Anybody will be glad to give you a price quote, but at Midas, we give you the price quote that sticks. It's our Midas free written estimate. Before we ever lift a wrench in your car, we show you on paper exactly what parts you'll need and exactly what it will cost. And the finished job will never cost you one penny more. At Midas, we haven't just been building business for 20 years. We've been building trust. Come to Midas. We're specialists. We have to do a better job.
Buy your Valentine a Midas muffler, muffler and cab set for $4.95, and Midas will donate $1 to Easter Seals. You will feel warm all over helping Easter Seals.
CBS News. Warmer weather is on the way to give relief to those states ravaged by cold and snow. But if it comes too fast, new problems could arise. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Below freezing temperatures gripped much of the eastern half of the nation Monday, but there are predictions of improvement later in the week. The Commerce Department is concerned about a quick thaw of the ice and snow in the Northeast and Midwest. Dr. Robert White, head of the department's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the new villain could be water.
The present flood potential stems from a number of things. One, of course, is the heavy snows, which has put a lot of water above the ground. Two is the very cold winter, which has caused the ground to be frozen and also has jammed the rivers with ice. In such a situation, if you have a sudden thaw with some rains, then you could have some serious flooding situations.
There are concerns in Florida that a quick thaw could further damage an already diminished citrus crop. The Carter administration warns a warm spell will not mean the end of the energy shortage and urges continuation of conservation. And now this.
If your child throws away the lunch you send to school each day, send Wonder Kids Eat It Up. If he fiddles with the middleman, throws the bread away, send Wonder Kids Eat It Up.
Kids know what bread they want to eat. Wonder. There are cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When you send a lunch to school, make this the daily rule. Send Wonder. Kids Eat It Up.
Did you know that California was also famous for its alligators? Alligator pears, that is. The avocado, if you prefer. Full of health and sunshine, the California avocado is. I'm Denny Bracken, and in case you're wondering why we're singing the praises of the avocado, well, tomorrow on Meet the Cook.
We're going to play with avocados. We have a soup recipe and a $10 houseplant for nothing.
You're going to get double duty from your avocados. Compliments, Don Fitzgerald. Tomorrow on Meet the Cook, heard over many of these CBS radio network stations.
Doctors at the Massachusetts State Public Health Department credit the now-suspended swine flu vaccination program for producing what they call their first flu-free January in memory, cutting the state's seasonal absenteeism from illness in half. Tuesday, HEW Secretary Joseph Califano is expected to decide whether to let the program spring back into action following an outbreak of flu in Florida. The program was suspended in mid-December because of concern over side effects. Sources at the National Center for Disease Control say their director, Dr. David Sensor, is being dismissed because of the center's role in the aborted swine flu program, its failure to find quickly the cause of the Legionnaires' disease, and because of politics. A spokesman for HEW Secretary Califano says the secretary wants to choose his own official to head the center. Further genetic research in Massachusetts has been approved. Jack Harper of station WEEI in Boston reports.
The Cambridge City Council voted to allow the advanced genetic research to go forward in the laboratories of Harvard and MIT. While the final vote was a unanimous one, it was only symbolic. Mayor Alfred Vellucci and others opposed the recombinant DNA research. Harvard Vice President for Community Affairs, Donald Moulton.
What this means to the university now is that the P1 and P2 work that's now in process will continue. And in June, when our containment facility is completed, we'll be able to carry on P3 work.
The P3 research is a far advanced type of genetic research, which requires construction of special facilities. Despite the establishment of the Cambridge Biohazards Committee to oversee the research, Mayor Vellucci feels the danger persists.
I think it's a sad night, and it's a black day for the city of Cambridge. It's a day that some of these people that were pushing for this thing will regret.
In the end, Harvard and MIT scientists won a victory, 7 months in the making. It allows the controversial genetic research to proceed in Cambridge. Jack Harper for CBS News, Boston.
President Carter, who plans to hold his first presidential news conference Tuesday, wants some privacy. And according to Press Secretary Jody Powell, Mr. Carter plans to slip out of the White House on occasion without informing reporters. He says the president is concerned about the privacy of the people he's slipping out to see. Now this.
If you suffer occasional attacks of bronchial asthma, listen closely while I take my next breath. That's how fast bronchoid mist gets to your lungs, as fast as your next breath. As fast as your next breath, bronchoid mist gets to where you need it. In seconds, you're breathing easier. Nothing you can buy works faster than bronchoid mist. It gets to your lungs as fast as your next breath. Bronchoid mist. Use only as directed.
What if you returned home one day and home just wasn't there anymore?
There's my wife and four kids in here, and it was about 5:30 or so, I guess, when I came home, and this is what I saw, and the wife and everybody was safe down in the basement.
To find out what to do before disaster strikes, contact your local Red Cross chapter. We think life's worth it, don't you?
Red Cross is a good neighbor. The good neighbor is you.
A special reform panel working toward a tougher House code of ethics has recommended that congressmen be required to disclose all income and major gifts or financial holdings and end slush funds. A panel of 15 House members and private citizens suggested a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $10,000 fine for members hiding or falsifying their financial situation. I'm Rita Sands, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alan Bickley on WBBM News Radio 78 in Chicago. Tonight's weather outlook, mostly cloudy and not so cold. Temperatures on the rise to a high tomorrow in the upper 20s. Should be a partly sunny day on Tuesday. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 20s, and then Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 30s. At Midway Airport, it's 10 degrees, 12 at O'Hare Field, 14 in Grand Park, 9 above in the suburbs to the west. The humidity 64%, wind south 12 miles an hour, and the wind chill index is 13 below. No weight license plates at your currency exchange community service center. In the news, Chicago's acting mayor, Michael Bilandic, met with President Carter today in Washington to discuss the CTA train crash that killed 11 persons during the Friday evening rush hour. But Bilandic also asked President Carter for a commitment from the federal government to help pay for the Franklin Street subway extension, which would replace the loop elevated structure. Bilandic said he was encouraged by his talk with Carter.
We don't want to foreclose any opportunities, but the dollars that are involved roughly in the Franklin Street extension of the subway is about $400 million in federal funds and about $100 million in local monies.
Will you like to believe that you'll get that $400 million in the coming year?
Well, we're encouraged that we will get that money.
Bilandic says members of his staff will return to Washington later in the week for further discussions of Chicago's transit system. Bilandic would like to get enough federal money to build both the downtown subway extension and the Crosstown Expressway. Personal possessions which were left behind at the CTA crash scene are being displayed on the fifth floor of police headquarters at 11th and State. John Cody reports.
The man in charge of reuniting the people with their possessions lost in that L crash is Lieutenant Joe Chaussee at 11th and State. Would you describe the procedure that the people have to go through here? You're very careful to make sure that only the right people get the right belongings here.
Yes, that's correct. All the was taken